Well, hello, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of the With That Excuse devotional podcast. I'm your host, Paul Waller-Zach, and as always, I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode. The topic for our discussion today is the gift. Well, this week, we celebrate one of those very special holidays, Christmas, and so on behalf of my family, we simply want to say Merry Christmas to you. And we sure hope that you and your family are able to spend some quality time together this week, building memories, and most importantly, celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. You know, when I think about the topic of the gift, my son William and I, as well as a couple of my other children this year, we exclusively hunted one property. This property is located right across the street from our house. It's comprised of 112 acres, and the property is broken up between about 60 acres of open field, real high grass CRP type setting, and the other 45 acres is basically wooded timber. The wooded timber area hunts pretty big because it's so thick and it's got rolling hills throughout the property, so although it's only 45 acres, it hunts like a much bigger piece of property. But throughout this year, we enjoyed several very memorable hunts throughout the season, a couple of which actually yielded a harvest. Others we saw deer but elected to pass. But there was a couple hunts in particular that were just very special for Will and I. They were early morning hunts, and we observed some of the most beautiful sunrises that I think I have seen in a very long time. And as I said on stand with Will, just the time to spend in the outdoors with my kids is always a gift to me. But we watched the sun come up and watched the woods come alive, and the sky was just a beautiful, beautiful orange and purple color. And I couldn't help but think of how blessed I was to be able to hunt this piece of property. I don't own the property, but essentially the landowner has given me permission to hunt this property and treat it as my own. So I don't have to pay the taxes on it. I didn't have to buy it, but I get all the full benefits of hunting this property and building great memories with my family. You know, as I've thought about that idea of the gift, I can't help but think about what God has done for us. Literally, it's much the same way. When we think about our salvation and the fact that Jesus Christ, what we actually celebrate this week, His birth happened so that we could ultimately be reconciled to God. He was born, He lived roughly 33 years of His life here on earth, preaching, teaching, calling men to follow Him, and then ultimately He died on a cruel Roman cross so that we could be reconciled to God. It was a very special gift that we didn't have to do anything for. Right now, I simply want to read to you the account out of Luke chapter 2, the first 7 verses. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In this period of time, we see that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, was born. It was a very humble beginning for Him, but it was the ultimate gift that God gave to all of mankind so that we could be reconciled to Him. I'm so thankful for the life of Jesus, His birth and His life, His death, and ultimately His resurrection. That gift, when we put our trust in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, repenting of our sins and inviting Him to be the Lord of our life, we're given the great gift of salvation. You know, it amazes me as I think about scriptures like 1 John 4:19. It says that we love Him because He first loved us. In Romans 5:8, you guys know is one of my favorite, that God demonstrates his love in this: while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It is simply the ultimate gift. So just like a piece of property we may get to hunt, we don't have to pay the taxes or pay the purchase price, but somebody gives us this gift to hunt it. Even more importantly, God gives us the gift of salvation through Jesus. So as you go through your week, we want to encourage you to truly remember the real reason for this season. It's not about all the gifts and the presents and the commercialism that we see in our world today, but it's simply a time to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And we hope that you and your family take some time this week to remember the greatest gift of all. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you have any questions in reference to the content or teaching that you've heard today, I simply invite you to email me at paul@withoutexcuseministries.com. And remember, until next time, until we meet again, to be safe, shoot straight, and enjoy your time in God's great outdoors. And from my family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas.